Water spots, are they a coding issue, Yves?
Big issue. For me personally, it's and I think a lot of people that experience it will agree, it's not only a coding issue.
Yeah.
You know, we know, I don't know if the viewers know it, but me and Bert go along some time and we have solved or talked about many of these issues. And when you're talking water spots, it's people tend to say that, yeah, okay, we have the coating on a car and now we have water spotting, right? It's not.
And they blame the coating.
And they blame always the coating. Yeah. Although you have seen paint as well that has
no coating, no protection, or even a wax, a sealant, and they come in with the water spots to start with. So that has nothing to do with the coating, or not principally, in principle. So
mineral deposits, and then you have the variable of, okay.
Maybe explain first to the viewers, what is a water spot?
Yeah, exactly. So water spot is actually water that sits on your paint, gets mineral deposits, dries out, and leave these mineral deposits on your paint.
And this is what you see.
And this is what you see. So I can imagine that people don't think about it, but when I said this question, you have the idea, or people have the tendency to think that we don't see them on cars that are not polished or not detailed because the surface is not being polished. The water shows the circles far more prone on a polished and detailed car. On top of that, you put something that's even slicker, and visually you will see the spots far
because quicker. You have a paint in pristine condition. Any small mark will be more visible. Even doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter what it is.
And if you have a paint that's already full of scratches, full of defects, it's being hidden.
Yeah, it gets lost in the other defects. It's not that round circle. So, and then water spotting, when people think, yeah, can I remove it by a water spot remover? It all depends. It's like, for me, it's like people asking me, yeah, bird shit, can I remove it?
Yeah.
Will it etch my paint? And I'll say, yeah, do you know what the bird ate the day before? It's like, yeah, but in mineral deposits it's the same. You put your car somewhere where there is a lot of industrial pollution, which gets into the water. Sometimes you have it leaves traces.
Yeah.
So I do think that it's a big misunderstanding. Although I think that in many cases, when you see and when you control variables, like in your shop, maybe you can explain what's PPF installation when you don't have the right water. When you wash a car outside and let the water sit on it and don't control your hardness?
Yeah.
You give an example what you had filters posted everywhere.
Exactly, otherwise it leaves something behind.
Yeah.
We don't want that. Otherwise, in the case of a PPF installation, it's in between your paint and your PPF.
Yeah, and to put in washing procedure, you have a wash bay inside, which allows to wash the car inside, but a lot of people are washing their cars outside.
Yeah.
They spray the whole car wet, let it sit, start in the wheels, and the water has time
to accumulate the dirt
and to dry out. Yeah,
it could even be pollen. If you see these yellow spots, it's not a water spot. It's pollen. So
also bullets.
Yeah. There's a specific case where cars are prone to severe water spotting, and it mostly is the case with BMW CSs who have the carbon hoods. So what happens? The engine gets really hot. The paint doesn't soak up any heat, so that becomes super hot surface. And then if you happen to either have a rainfall on the car, or worst case scenario, you are parked next to a sprinkler system or something, it comes on the baking hot hood and it just dries out immediately and it leaves the deposits behind, and it's a very severe way. And there are certain levels to water spots, and in this case this would produce one of the most severe ones, which is very hard to remove. So please tell the people what are the different levels of water spots and how can I remove them, and how easy are they to remove in that case.
To start first about when you talk about BMW, I don't know if you remember, but I had this M3 CS case bonnet. You had three, four weeks later, and solution there was to ask or to tell the customer and to put PPF on the bonnet.
Yeah, we could remove them. The solution was we could remove them, but they're going to return no matter what.
So
there's only one we'll get to the solution later, but there's first we'll look into how to remove them.
Well, removing
so
water spots.
We have a bonnet with water spots.
Yeah, so you have dedicated water spot remover, which is when you have type 1 water spot, which is light water spotting, spray it on and wipe it off, repeat if necessary. So more severe water spots will need polishing.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And then the right technique with polishing, not getting too much heat in your paint. And then after polishing, you can recoat and get further. But when you have a coating on the car, the water spot cannot go that deep into the paint.
Yeah. And so it's actually a solution rather than the cause of the problem.
Yeah,
it could be a solution.
Yeah. Exactly, absolutely. Yeah. So I think there is a big misunderstanding in water spot saying that it's only coating related.
So again, coatings might even help protect your paint against water spots by adding an additional layer. So if something occurs and it's not to the highest degree of severity, we would actually be able to remove the coating, and the etching would only happen inside
less,
of the coating.
Yeah, less severe.
So less severe, easier, and we have paint preservation, which means we don't remove that much paint to correct the defect. And then, as we were talking earlier, we have the PPF from Geon, and the severest cases, like with the BMW CS series, this is the only way to really protect the paint, because we have to add something on top that will protect the paint below, and not only a coating, because of the carbon fiber hoods that get this hot.
I agree, and then it's for every kind of purpose, there is a solution, whether it's in this case PPF or in other cases a coating.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have both now.
Yeah, perfect. So we have solutions to the water spotting problem, and the problem in our case, or in our view, is not coating related.
I hope you got some info about the tips Bert gave. It's really important, first of all, check water hardness and do proper maintenance. So hope you liked it. Talk soon. Ciao.
Thanks.